everyone, and welcome along to the Seals Podcast. Episode 32 marks the start of a brand new season, and this week the Blues return to pre-season training ahead of the 2023-24 campaign. I'm Albert Davis, your host of the official Chester FC Podcast. There's so many ways to stay up to date and to tune in. Our homepage of theSealsPodcast.buzzsprout.com or any of the apps you're on, including Apple, Spotify, Amazon. There's so much to choose from. So, with the lads back at the KGV Sports Hub this week, our June show sees us catch up with three players ahead of the pre-season fixtures, which set to get underway on the 8th of July with a trip to Hanley Town. We'll kick off then with the man who looks to be Chester's number one for the new season after a strong loan spell away from the club last term. Will Stanway has had to be patient at the Diva, spending the majority of last season out on loan at Macclesfield, but it's a move that paid off as he won championship gold with the Silkmen. Now back in the building, the 22-year-old is looking to seize the moment and nail down a permanent place between the sticks for the Seals. Will, first day back at training, 51 days, I think, since Chester's last game. It's a brand new season for all the lads. How did you find it, your first day back?
Enjoyed being back around the lads. Everyone looks like they've had a good summer, hit the ground running. Everyone seems to be flying again, so it's exciting times.
And obviously you come into this season off the back of a successful last campaign out on loan with Macclesfield, an experience I'm sure you took a lot from, and getting to win a championship as well is always a nice moment, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's experience that you need, and it's only going to stand me in better stead for this season, and hopefully I can kick on now, prove a few people wrong and build on a good season and go back to back would be nice, very nice.
Obviously, you had a strong start here the season prior. You've had a couple of loans away last season, but I'm sure that you're really looking forward to the season and trying to make that number one shirt your own now.
Yeah, 100%. It's come at a good time. Another year, a bit more maturity, a bit more experience. I'm here and ready to go now, yeah.
And the sort of having that period a couple of years, 18 months ago or so, whatever it was, does that sort of help you, though, to sort of settle back in? You're familiar with the surroundings, you know what it's like at the Diva as well, in front of the fans and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. You're not walking into the unknown. I'd kind of know, even the start of last season, I was here for pre-season around familiar faces. It's a massive help instead of just going straight in at the deep end. But yeah, enjoyed it being back in.
And sort of keeping the core of them lads as well is great to see. You know, it was a successful season in a sense, you know, finishing third, a lot of progress last season. It must be great to see them same faces again who want to do it all again with you.
Yeah, exactly that, yeah. Recruited well. We brought a few new lads in and it's perfect. So we just need to go one better, don't we?
Yeah, what is the messaging first day back? What's the vibe from the staff, from the players about what we can achieve this year?
Keep the same principles, work together, stick together, and we know that we can go one better than what the lads did last year. And if the fans stick with us, the lads stick with us, we'll go there. A
couple of weeks to go now until that first friendly away at Hanley. It's always nice to just get back out on the grass in a match environment, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Work hard on the training and ground and put it in the games, and then we'll be flying come the first game in August. So we'll be perfect.
Next up, a player who is technically a new signing and yet will need no introduction to the Blues faithful. The delight rippled through the fan base earlier this summer when it was announced that a certain magic left-back, Joel Taylor, had rejoined the club on a one-year deal. Our player of the season in 2019-2020 has been in the National League since with Chesterfield, Notts County and Wealdstone, but is now back for good at a place he calls home. Joel? First chance we've had to say welcome back to Chester Football Club. Was it a pretty simple decision for you in the end?
Oh yeah, 100%. You know, spoke to the gaffer a while ago, and me obviously knowing the club and being here in the past, and I enjoyed my time here, and it felt like home. So me coming back, like I said, it just feels like home, so it's great.
Was that a big part then for you? You talk about being home, and you've been in and back around the surroundings. Obviously, when we saw you at the Diva as well, it just have that instant spark again.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, you want to be somewhere where you feel appreciated and loved, and obviously enjoy the football that comes along with it. So for me, it's a perfect decision for me.
And obviously, since you've been away, you know, player of the season in your first and only full season with the club, and then moving on Chesterfield, Notts County, Wealdstone. So you've got experience in the league above, which I'm sure is put you in good stead coming back.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, me personally, I wouldn't say there's a massive difference between this league and the league above. You can see that for yourselves from the teams in this league. But yeah, the experience that I've gained in the league above, you know, at Notts County, it's been like near enough perfect for me. So for me to come back here now, I can hopefully use that experience to help obviously the young lads and the lads in and around my age and help the team get to back to where they want to be.
Obviously, when you were here last, Cal was part of that coaching staff, so I'm sure you've kept in touch. What were the discussions like with him on sort of him making it clear that he wanted to bring you back?
Yeah, of course. I mean, because I was here before with Cal, you know, I know the club. He knows the club, obviously, a lot better than me because he was here before. But yeah, me coming back, like I said, it was an easy decision, you know. Everything, since I've come in today, everything's just been, it's been a lot better, to be fair, since when I was here before, obviously, with the new training ground and whatnot. So, yeah, again, great decision for me and I'm enjoying it already.
You walk back into the new training ground, if you like, but there's still some familiar faces there as well. That must help.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, no matter if you've been at the team before or wherever you go, if there's players there or coaching staff that you've obviously been with before, then it helps a lot. So for me, not that I needed anybody here, but for me, it makes me settle in a lot quicker than it would if I didn't know anybody. So yeah.
It must be great having that mix in the squad, but also the players sort of like Deck and Glenno, who are a similar age to you as well, the captain, vice-captain, it must really help that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I played with Deck for a few years prior to Chester, yeah. So obviously I've known him very well, and a few other lads that I've been at academy football with. So, yeah, coming back again, I've settled in very nice. I know it's only the first day, but I feel like I'm at home again.
That's brilliant. I think it's couple of weeks now until first game back. Hanley, I know it's pre-season games, but it's always nice to be back in their match situations, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%, man. I mean, that's what every footballer wants. I know it's pre-season and it's like getting back into match fitness or whatnot, but when the games come around, you take every game as it comes, and me, I just love to enjoy and just play football. So I can't wait to see the fans again.
Fantastic. And obviously next week is the fixtures release, and got a couple of home pre-season games, but then you're back into the cut and thrust of the National League North, and a chance to be back in front of them fans with attendances on the up as well.
Like when I was at Notts County like past two previous seasons, I've been seeing like the attendance that Chester have been getting, which is a lot higher than when I was here. So for me to see more fans again, it would be great.
And just finally, what's the message? What's the ambition within the group this season?
Oh, like you seen last season, you know, missed out on the playoffs in the semi-final. But this season, we want to go one further. We want to get that automatic spot. And me personally, I believe with the players that we have in this group and with the coaching staff, we can definitely do it.
Joel, welcome back.
Thank you.
And finally, for our June episode, it's time for an in-depth chat with the freshest face to the Diva Stadium. Exciting forward Zach Goodson has fantastic pedigree at non-league level, scoring goals at an impressive rate for the likes of Ilkeston Town and Basford United. He was snapped up by National League Altrincham for an undisclosed fee last year and now moves on to the Blues, looking to make a big impact in what we all hope will be a memorable season. So, Zach, first chance we've had to speak with you. Welcome aboard. What was it that, in the end, appealed to you the most in making the decision to join Chester Football Club?
To be honest, obviously the size of the football club is just enormous. I mean, I came and played against obviously Chester last season for Boston. We conceded a late winner to Det Weekes, and honestly, it was like the crowd and the fans were unbelievable. To be fair, so things like that, I just enjoy playing in front of a few fans and stuff like that. I feel like it just gets that extra little bit out of players. So. I obviously spoke to the gaffer and he outlined what he wanted to do this season and how I could fit into that. I said to a few of the lads, I just can't wait to get back, to be fair, and obviously started yesterday. We're bang on, yeah, a little bit so far. So,
as you say, yesterday was the first day back at the Hub, you know, new surroundings, new training facility. How did you find it and how are you settling in with that group?
Yeah, honestly, I spoke to Alex Brown just before we went back, maybe a couple of weeks before, and he was just telling me how class the lads are and going in yesterday. I couldn't agree more with him, to be fair. They've helped me loads, to be fair, just be myself, settle in nice and easy. And at the end of the day, I feel like that's only going to benefit me on the pitch in terms of being close to the lads. And we spoke about it yesterday in the team meeting before we went out to training, Gaffer just really loves that in terms of a tight-knit group. And yeah, it's just, like I just said there, just reiterating the point that the lads have been class with me.
16 goals in 23 for Long Eaton, 29 goals across two seasons at Newark and Basford, and 21 goals in a title-winning season at Ilkeston. Have you always, throughout your career, seen yourself as a natural goal scorer?
To be honest, it's big, sounds a bit cringy to say, but I just love scoring goals. I just obviously started at that young age. To be honest, I started as a midfield player. And when I got into my second year in the academy, I just thought I'm going to have a bit of fun and go from. And it just almost kind of stemmed from that, really. Obviously, as you said there, I've had a few seasons with a lot of goals, and they were even from out wide and things like that. So, and even coming off the bench. So I just try and do my best to score goals, kind of thing. Obviously, I do the other bits and the other side as well. But at the end of the day, strikers are meant to score goals, aren't they? So that's obviously what I'm hoping to do this year, as well as contribute with assists and obviously hard work at the end of the day. That's what, again, I keep going on about what the gaffer's already mentioned. He said that we need to be a team that goes until 92, 93 minutes, 94 minutes, and so on. So hopefully I can contribute to the 94th, 95th minute all the time. Like you said there, I want to contribute as much as I can this season. Obviously, being injured a little bit last year with my wrist and a little niggle on my hamstring, I was just dying to play again. So that's what, obviously, my main thing is this year, is get as many minutes and as many goals and assists as I can, and which hopefully will get us win the league or get us promoted.
Interesting, you talked about the sort of your move to how it came about becoming a forward. And I know that when we spoke initially, when you joined the club, I was really eager to ask about your penalties and if there's any. I'm sure Chester fans listening will now go and look on YouTube, but the Jorginho style penalty is more around the wider theme, though. It is sort of trying new things like that and enjoying yourself. Is that a really important part of your game, but also just football as a whole, really?
Yeah, literally. Like I've said previous, I just enjoy the game. In terms of before, obviously, I went to Altrincham last year. I was coaching, obviously going into schools and doing like post-16 courses and stuff like that. So football's always been a big part of my life, really. No matter how much my missus doesn't like it, there's always Super Sunday on. There's always Champions League nights on and everything like that. So, but like I just said, in terms of not just for me, but for the rest of the players and obviously our dressing room at the minute, you're only going to succeed if everybody's loving it and enjoying themselves at the end of the day. And again, that goes back to the having a tight-knit group, which Gaffer's more than done already from what I can see.
Obviously, last year you got a taste of National League football, Step 1 football with Altrincham. How did you find that level and what did you take from it?
I will say it's very physically demanding in terms of, obviously, I didn't really play too much in terms of 90 minutes and things like that. But even coming off the bench, FA Trophy appearances against, obviously, Wrexham and things like that, just those sorts of teams. Aldershot at the end of the season, I played 90. But those sorts of teams, they're all, like I keep going on about with the gaffer, they can all go for 90 minutes and 94, 95 minutes. And that is, they want to win every ball. They're a changing room full of winners. And just the group that I was with at Altrincham were fantastic, to be fair. Lots of good characters. And I think the higher up you go, the more the changing room demands more of you. So that's something that obviously I've learned in terms of you can't have, if you don't really fancy it in training one day, that's not an option, because you'll get dug out by the lads. But yeah, that's obviously something I've learned and I'm definitely going to take in, not just for this season, but for the rest of my career, hopefully, in terms of I've got to give 110% all the time. And again, that's echoing, I want to play every minute of every game. So if I can do that in training, then hopefully I can do it in games.
talked about Altrincham, and obviously you touched before on loans, you know, with Boston and Spennymoor. It's given you a little sample of this level as well. Is that almost another? Is a tick in the box? Is beneficial for you coming here? You know what to expect from this division going into the new season.
Yeah, obviously, again, I didn't play against too many of the sides, but I played against the Brackleys and obviously the Chesters, teams like that. And he's still a terrific standard in terms of every game. Anyone can win any game. So you've got to turn up and you've got to want to win. You've got to prepare right. You've got to be ready. And like I've said, that's this league. Anybody can win every game, and there's no real, well, apart from what a few people might say, I wouldn't say there's many teams that are predicted to finish first. I'm not going to name any names. There might be one or two. But, anybody can be up there. And at the end of the day, whether that's us finishing seventh, winning three playoff games, whether that's us finishing second, third, or whether that's winning the league, that's what our ambition is, and that's what we're going to do. Hopefully.
A week or so to go now until the first pre-season game, obviously a trip to Hanley, and the fixtures are out next week. You know, you must just be really excited now just to get into the thick of the action and to play in front of the supporters as well.
Yeah, obviously I got a little taste yesterday in terms of just being back again, being back around the lads and stuff like that. But it's obviously a different ball game when you're playing in front of the fans. And that is something that I can't wait to do. Yeah, that first home game, obviously the first friendly will be a special moment for me, just obviously playing in front of the fans, and then that first home game of the season, of the league match, and that first win, I'm sure I'll get a taste of what it's going to be like for the rest of the season. But yeah, we've got to obviously get ourselves fit, get ourselves ready and prepare for the rest of the season.
And that wraps us up for episode 32. Thanks to Will, Joel and Zach for their time on today's show. When we return in a month, the new National League North season will be almost upon us, and we will be looking ahead to that with some new guests. A reminder that Boost the Budget ends tomorrow. It's been an incredible effort so far, but make sure you get your pledges in and push that total up even further to enable Callum to pursue those gold targets that he recently spoke about in the press. The link to pledge or make a one-off donation is chesterfc.com/boost-the-budget. Thank you for your amazing support as ever. And of course, thanks for listening. Bye for now.